Ottawa Public Health, OPH, says another person in their 90s has passed away due to COVID-19, and another school is being added to its list of facilities with ongoing outbreaks. The new death brings Ottawa's pandemic toll to 617 on Thursday, November 25, which includes one person in their 20s, one in their 30s, 8 in their 40s, 30 in their 50s, 75 in their 60s, 115 in their 70s, 210 in their 80s, and 177 in their 90s. Chapel Hill Catholic Elementary School is the latest of 22 schools to declare a COVID-19 outbreak. OPH is reporting 11 cases of the virus in students at Chapel Hill. The health unit continues to monitor 10 outbreaks at healthcare institutions, 2 outbreaks at daycares, and 1 in the community linked to a workplace. OPH is confirming 42 new cases of COVID-19 in Ottawa, Thursday. There have been 243 new cases in Ottawa over the last 7 days and 250 Delta variant cases in the last 30 days. There are 13 Ottawans in hospital with COVID-19, but none are in intensive care. OPH knows of 304 active cases of COVID-19 in the community. According to Ottawa's vaccination dashboard, 91% of residents over the age of 12 have had at least one shot of a COVID-19 vaccine and 88% have now had both necessary to be considered immunized. The rate of infection among Ottawa's unvaccinated vaccine-eligible population is 4 times higher than it is for the fully vaccinated population. The local rate of infection per 100,000 residents for those vaccinated against the virus is at 13.5, whereas the rate for those unvaccinated, or vaccinated with one dose under 14 days, is 49.3. The rate per 100,000 residents for those who are waiting for their second shot is 31.9. Residents being tested for COVID-19 are seeing positive results 1.6% of the time. Ontario is reporting 748 new COVID-19 cases and 5 deaths from the virus, Thursday. Health Minister Christine Elliott says 375 of the new cases are in unvaccinated people and 44 people have unknown vaccination status. There have been 31,790 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Ottawa, 30,869 resolved, since March of 2020.